Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, we have a lot of stuff that we want to talk about tonight. The insanity of the left continues. The states have had to put up with people who have no idea what they are doing, rioting and defacing federal property to protest abortion no longer being a federal law. This is stupid, folks. It just shows the mentality of the left, and it shows that they'd rather murder babies in the womb than to have to be able to take care of them after birth. And this whole thing is getting ridiculous, but, and I will talk more about this tonight, but the first thing I needed to talk about was what is going on with our... Now, the left and the media will constantly tell us all that everything is going great, but the Bank of America, which is one of the biggest banks in the United States, has now forecast our coming GDP. And this is bad, folks. They predict it to be zero. I have never in my life seen the GDP being predicted to be zero. But that is Bank of America's latest forecast for the growth of the U.S. economy in the second quarter. The second largest American bank by assets on Friday revised down its estimate for the GDP growth in April through June period from 1.5% to 0.0%, and this is bad, folks, citing weaker than expected consumer spending reported by the Department of Commerce on Thursday. This was the first fall in consumer spending this year amid high inflation and hawkish hikes by the Fed, indicating a slightly weaker economy than previously assumed, the bank's economist said in a note to clients. The Atlanta Fed's GDP tracker, GDP Now, indicates that publicly available data on the second quarter, mostly from April and May, suggests the economy shrank at a 1% annual rate. That estimate is scheduled to be revised on Friday, which was today, and today it plunged to a minus 2.1% growth for the second quarter, down from 1% reading on Thursday. And Biden keeps telling us the economy's doing great? I don't think so. The Commerce Department's personnel consumption expenditure data released for the first quarter and the month of May indicated that consumer spending has been more or less flat since January. Inflation-adjusted household earnings have fallen, with wage gains swamped by rising prices. PCE inflation, the Fed's favored measure of price changes, remained at 6.3% in May, defying predictions that it would come down as the Fed imposed the biggest rate hike in this century. The Institute of Supply Management said on Friday that its barometer of manufacturing activity fell to the lowest since May of 2020, when the economy was staggering from the onset of the pandemic and the lockdowns. Bank of America expects the economy to grow 2.3% for the full year this year. It expects just 1.4% next year and 0.8% in the year after. That has the lagged impact of tighter financial conditions as it cools the economy. The bank estimates a 40% chance of recession next year. And that's what Biden has brought on to us, folks. That is what Biden has brought on to us. And for all you people who still support him, open your freaking eyes. This economy, this nation is being destroyed, and it's being destroyed by Biden Obama, he's still in the works, folks, and all the Democrats who are actively pushing to destroy America. Welcome to the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he can.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Back. The call-in number is 464-785-2284 if you want to call into the show. One of the articles that I found today, it was in Breitbart, and it has to do with a new poll that's out. And the poll says, record low number of extremely proud to be American during Biden presidency. A record low number of U.S. adults report that they are extremely proud to be American despite President Joe Biden's promise to restore the soul and to secure the future of America, neither of which he has done, by the way. He has gone the absolute opposite direction on this whole thing. And it says that 38% say they are extremely proud to be an American. Now, probably a good portion of this 38% are Democrats, and they'll be proud to be American just to help Joe Biden no matter what. Even with all the destruction that he is doing to this nation, they will still support him. Still, 65% of adults polled say they are either extremely or very proud of the nation. 27% are very proud, and 22% are moderately proud. 9% are only a little, and 4% not at all proud. This record low level of extreme national pride comes at a challenging time in the U.S. as a pandemic-weary public is struggling with the highest U.S. inflation rate in more than four decades, Gallup stated, noting that the poll was conducted after the Buffalo and Uvalde mass shootings, but before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The current 38% expressing extreme pride is well below the 55% trend average and 80% extremely or very proud average. The combined 65% who are extremely or very proud was 2 points lower in 2020, according to the survey, but the highest reading occurred after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. While Republicans consistently outpaced Democrats and independents since 2001 and still do today, the GOP's recording of extreme national pride is at its lowest point in the trend, 58%. Independents' extreme pride is also at this lowest point on record, 34%. Democrats hit a record low of 22% in 2019. Of course, that was when Trump was president, and Democrats are not going to be proud of America when a Republican is in office. But as Biden's first term continued, Democrats' extreme pride dipped down to 26%. All three major party groups show double-digit declines in pride compared to with 2013, with the Democrats' 30-point decline the largest. The current 32-point gap in Democratic versus Republican pride is larger than the historical average, though smaller than the record high 54-point gap in 2019, the survey report states. Overall, majorities of each political affiliation say they are at least very proud, including 84% of GOP voters, 62% of independents, and 52% of Democrats. National pride is highest among Republicans, men, older Americans, and those without a college degree. Although Americans' national pride is at or near historical lows, depending on the measure, a majority of U.S. adults remain proud to be American. I am still proud to be an American. I'm just not proud of what our country is allowing to happen. This dimension of patriotism has been subject to change throughout the years, depending on a variety of factors, including the popularity of the sitting president, the health of the economy, and high-profile national events such as the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The survey conclusion states, in recent years, all party groups have become less inclined to say they are proud of their country, which may reflect deepening political divisions and party gridlock in Washington. Gallup conducted the poll between June 1st and 20th of 2022 with 1,015 U.S. adults. The margin of error is plus or minus 4% percentage points at the 95% confidence level. And that really does not bode well for the United States right now, but that is what is going on nationally. And we have to start looking at things here, folks, because this nation is in trouble. Whether you want to admit it or not, this nation's in trouble. It is being invaded on the southern border, and you cannot say it any other way and be truthful about this. This is an invasion, which is never good for a country, but the Democrats want it. Why? Because what they want is a voting bloc, one that they are in the process of losing right now because even the Democrats are pulling away from them. So they have to figure out a new way to get new voters for them. So let in the illegals. They're sure to vote for Democrats if they're brought in and they're made into citizens and given all kinds of free stuff, which the Democrats love to do. And that's what's going on here, folks. Here in New Mexico, I've never seen so many new articles in one day from the Pinion Post, but we've got several here. Our let me open up this one here. Our Democrat New Mexico Secretary of State, Maggie Toulouse Oliver, during the election and before and even after that, mercilessly bashed those who want stronger election integrity measures as conspiracy theorists who are trying to break down our democracy. Well, I have to say this again, we are not a democracy. That is just what the Democrats want because that's mob rule. She claims if she doesn't raise enough campaign cash, New Mexico will become a prime target for big lie believers to show they can take over an entire state's election system. That was a quote from her. She then bashed her opponent, Republican Audrey Trujillo, as an election denier who believes in anti-Semitic notions. But now, despite all the bombs the Secretary of State has thrown at conservatives over the last year or so, she is now making vague claims of threats she is receiving, or supposedly receiving. The Associated Press reported that Toulouse Oliver said, quote, she received threats to her safety via an email and telephone calls to her offices and that the FBI has been notified, unquote. The AP article made it sound like these supposed attacks came following her lawsuit against the Otero County Commission, which was compelled by state Supreme Court to certify 2022 primary election results despite concerns. Toulouse Oliver said the threatening email touched upon social media and video commentary by conservative filmmaker in defense of his this is according to her now, in defense of his widely debunked documentary, 2000 Mules, that alleges widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. The New Mexico Secretary of State's office has sought to dispel false assertions in the movie on the agency's Rumor versus Reality website regarding elections and misinformation, prompting a response from filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. Toulouse Oliver was closely involved in a standoff with local officials in Otero County in recent weeks that nearly derailed certification of election results. That was from her. It is unclear if these attacks are in relation to Otero County audit, but the Secretary of State has disseminated false information claiming to debunk facts proven about election fraud across the country. This is what the Democrats are doing here, folks. They are doing everything they can to keep safe face, pretty much. One of the things that our governor did, she went on to CNN on Tuesday, last Tuesday, and on Tuesday, scandal-ridden Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who signed a radical abortion up to birth law in New Mexico in 2021, appeared on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper to promote abortions. Now, only an evil person would would promote abortions the way this woman does. While on the program, Lujan Grisham made outlandish claims, especially that she believes the U.S. Supreme Court invited states to rewrite the U.S. Constitution, despite abortion never being referenced in the document at all. The court recently ruled in Dobbs versus Jackson that it was up to individual states to regulate abortions, which overturned the poor abortion 1973 Wade versus Roe versus Wade and the 1992 Planned Parenthood versus Casey decisions. Now that the Supreme Court has basically said that we are inviting states to rewrite the U.S. Constitution in any way they want, they're now also free, like Texas, to prosecute providers and women who seek to access reproductive services in other states. So we're being proactive and making it clear that this is a reproductive safe haven state. And that was a quote from our evil Michelle Lujan Grisham. She went on to tout her signing of the anti-life law bill, telling Tapper, quote, "We eliminated an antiquated New Mexico unconstitutional ban on abortion that criminalized providers. And while it was never utilized, providers were in fact nervous about it." Could see sort of a tipping point at the U.S. Supreme Court, and were very clear that needed to be removed from our statutory framework, which we did about a year ago, unquote. The bill flatly stripped all protections for babies in the womb, mothers, and medical professionals, creating an unsafe, unrelated abortion free-for-all in the state of New Mexico. And that's what we've had here because of our evil governor. Then Tapper told Lujan Grisham that most Americans support some restrictions on abortion, telling the governor, quote, "The polls also indicate the American people as a whole do support some restrictions on abortion. What is the law in New Mexico? Are there any restrictions?" Unquote. Lujan Grisham responded, quote, "There are no restrictions given that we interpret, and I agree that, again, pre this new Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, this is a privacy right and a personal decision between a woman and her doctor, and to interfere in any of these medical decisions creates, and it has, unknown, untold reductions in civil liberties for any number of individuals." Unquote. Then she piled on, saying more, quote, "Here, we would love to do as much as we can to focus on maternal health and prenatal health, to make sure that we have fewer and fewer and fewer and eliminate all unwanted pregnancies. However, in these late-term abortion issues, these are women who have picked a name, have enrolled in childcare, who have a nursery, the kind of medical issues and deeply private personal traumas that are occurring in those aspects. I don't believe the government has any right to interfere and judge those decisions when two medical providers are providing that information directly to their patient," unquote. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me, but the governor recently signed an executive order meant to help harbor criminals. Now, we got to remember this here. She signed an executive order meant to help to harbor criminals who illegally perform abortions in other states and to let them flee to New Mexico. How evil is this woman, folks? Lujan Grisham, Michelle Lujan Grisham, needs to be taken out of office, plain and simple. If it can't, this state has no options for in the Constitution for impeachment. But we have an election coming up, folks, and we have to get rid of her, because if we don't, the state's going to continue to go downhill. It's going to continue to go on the toilet with her hand on the handle to flush it. And that's essentially what she has done. over the last couple of years with the pandemic. She has murdered and destroyed over 40% of the small businesses in the state. They will never come back. They're gone because of her. And how many children that could have had productive lives here in New Mexico are now in the grave because she will not take into account that the baby is alive and needs to be saved. According to Lujan Grisham, they're nothing but just a pile of cells, a clump of cells that need to be gotten rid of. That is the evil that we have in Santa Fe right now. And we need to get rid of her as soon as is possible. Because if we don't, folks, I'd hate to think about where this state is going. Right now we have a woman up in Santa Fe who has decided for herself, against most of the rest of us here in the state, that abortion is going to be protected here in New Mexico. It's going to be protected and codified. And to hell with what the parents want. To hell with what the baby and their rights are, because according to Michelle Lujan Grisham, the baby has no rights. Even on the day of its birth, the baby has no rights. If the woman wants to suddenly say, I don't want this baby, even on the date of birth, an abortion can be done here in the state. This state is going to be inundated with people running to it from other states because other states are doing the correct thing and banning abortion, which should be done. And in every one of those states, all these people are saying that the woman has to have, what if she's raped? What if it's incest? Every one of these other states, when they ban abortion, has clauses in there for abortion, for rape and incest. So abortion can be done then. But nobody who is pushing and rioting and blowing their lids over this whole thing of Roe versus Wade being overturned, none of them are looking at this. None of them are looking at what is going on. Why? Because they're not smart enough to. They just think, oh, well, Roe versus Wade has been part of our national laws for 50 years. It needs to continue. No, it should never have been. Period. It should never have been. And right now with what is going on in this nation, with Roe versus Wade being overturned, at least in this one, God is smiling. Something good has happened. Even though all these people are crying and bitching and moaning and saying, oh no, this is horrible. They have no clue what is going on. Because they're all saying, abortion's been abolished. No, it hasn't. It's just been pushed back to the states where it should have been all along.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
In these uncertain times, rising gas prices, inflation, and crime out of control, people look to the courts for balance and stability. Sadly, there is little of those things in our courts today. Carrie Morris brings to the New Mexico Supreme Court 40-plus years of experience, including being an assistant district attorney for the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office and representing thousands of individuals in his private practice. Carrie understands the issues facing most people and the need for a Supreme Court that is equipped with the experience to address the issues presented in cases that come before it, with a balanced consideration of the rights and interests of the parties and all concerned, with a court that is willing to uphold the Constitution and prepared to look at all sides of an issue before rendering what may be a far-reaching decision that affects the lives of all who live in the state of New Mexico. Vote for Carrie J. Morris for New Mexico Supreme Court. He will bring the experience and balance to the court that this state needs. He cares about justice and will always put justice before politics. Paid for by the 2022 committee to elect Carrie J. Morris to the New Mexico Supreme Court with Clara Cates, treasurer. In these uncertain times, with CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Now, I made a mistake in that. He will be back in August, not September. Things that I'm finding today are just absolutely insane as to what is going on here in America. The right part for the 4th of July, we've got their headline, Fourthflation, Biden's Bummer Summer, Firework Prices Explode, Costs Skyrocket Up to 70% Increase. And Joe Biden's constantly telling us, well, things aren't that bad. Things aren't horrible. Before Biden took office, folks, gasoline here in New Mexico was $1.49 a gallon. You could get gas for $1.49 a gallon. Now it's $5 a gallon and going higher daily. Even though Biden has gone and released fuel from the strategic thing that is for like emergencies and things like that, I guess he figures that he's got to release it now because this is an emergency. Gas prices have gotten too high and hurting him. Well, if he hadn't done what he had done in the very first place and shut down all the things that were working at that point in time, he wouldn't have to do any of this now. But he has to because he has completely destroyed this economy, and we've got places now where gas is over $7 a gallon. And it's not going to go down, folks, until he corrects what he did. But he's not going to. He's trying to right now get drilling out in the Gulf going again, going against all of the things that he's doing, because he's saying that the economy and the environment needs to be protected. And because he's saying the environment needs to be protected, he's making sure that American oil, which is the cleanest burning of any oil in the whole world, he's making sure that it's not going to be used. Why? Because he's saying that he's doing it for the environment. No, he's not. He's doing it because he doesn't want to admit he's wrong and has been wrong since the very beginning. And right at the moment, with all the things happening in the United States and in the world, everything is showing just how wrong he is. But will he admit it, even with all of the evidence showing this? No. It's all Biden's fault. It's all, and his latest speech was totally insane. His latest speech told the world and the United States the reason why prices are so high right now is because of Russia. And then he went and evoked the Brady Bunch with Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. He said that it's Russia's fault. Russia, Russia, Russia. Really? No. The whole fault lies in his administration, his decisions to shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And they're now saying that even if they started the Keystone Pipeline up again, it wouldn't do anything to prices because it still isn't done. Well, it wasn't done back then either, but prices were low because it was being worked on and people were working. On day one, the very first thing he did was shut down the Keystone Pipeline and 10,000 people lost their jobs. At least that would be something that would raise the unemployment rate. But no, the media and the government on the left-hand side are fudging those numbers so that it seems like we've got 10,000 people who have lost their jobs on the Keystone Pipeline. We've got about another 10 or so thousand people who've lost their jobs here in New Mexico because of oil. And we've got people losing their jobs all over the nation because of what's going on. Yet unemployment keeps going down. And all these people who support Biden sit there and say, see, unemployment's going down. Well, how can it when thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon tens of thousands of people are losing their jobs? I can tell you why, how they come up with these numbers. I can tell you. What is happening is that people are getting sick and tired of looking for work that isn't there, so they've just stopped looking. When they stop looking, they drop off the unemployment rolls, which actually then lowers unemployment because all these people who are unemployed are no longer working, looking for work, so the government doesn't see them as unemployed anymore. Right now they're saying that unemployment is something like 3.9%. It's probably closer to 15 to 20. If the truth be told. But the Democrats don't want to tell the truth because the truth can hurt them. It's one of the reasons why they constantly lie. The other day in the speech that Biden gave, in 17 seconds, he told about six lies. Did anybody say anything about it? Nope. Did the media question him about it? Nope. And the one that did got lambasted for it by the president himself. The ideas, folks, that we are allowing our government to lie to the American people and to the world about how great America's economy is and how fantastic we're all doing, when if you would just look at it and think about what is going on and think about the prices, and, you know, it's not just gas prices here, but it's food prices, rent prices, heating oil, everything has gone up, and it's skyrocketed all over this nation to the point now where the average rent is over $1,000 a month. How many people can afford something like this? And then on top of that, we're having troubles paying our rent, paying our electricity, paying our heating bills, paying our air conditioning bills, paying for gas for the cars. And what is the government doing? They're pushing electric cars. They're pushing electric cars, saying that this is the way of the future. This is the way we need to go now to get rid of gasoline cars, which are polluting the atmosphere, not even coming down to even mentioning the fact that the lithium batteries in these things only last for a couple of years anyway before they have to be replaced. Lithium being mined is bad for the environment. After the batteries are replaced, they have to be recycled. They use to charge them electricity that comes from coal-fired plants. Most of American energy comes from coal-fired plants. And what's happening to the coal-fired plants all around our nation now? They're being shut down. The biggest one here in New Mexico was shut down this last week, or last month, I think. What's that going to do to gas prices? What's that going to do to electric prices? It's all going to skyrocket. And it's just like Obama said when he first got into office, because of his policies, gas prices are necessarily going to have to skyrocket. Well, guess where Biden learned what he's doing now? Guess where he learned all this? He learned it from being the vice president under Obama. And he is doing exactly the same thing, making himself Obama 2.0. And why are we allowing this? We're allowing it because we don't have the backbone to stand up against it. We're afraid that if we stand up against Biden, then something's going to happen to us. We may lose our jobs. We may lose our income. We may lose, in so many ways, we may lose our house. We may lose our cars. But it's getting to the point now, folks, where if we don't do something to stop this, we're going to lose a hell of a lot more than we ever thought we could. Because the longer we allow the Democrats to do what they're doing now, the harder it's going to be to stop them. And why we're allowing this, I don't know. I really don't know. Shows that talk about what is going on in this nation need to come out and actually tell people to start fighting for what is right. Stop giving in. Stop being spineless wimps. stop allowing the government to do what they're doing, because they're, what they're doing is destroying this country. And we have to stop this, folks, because if we don't, this country's gone. We've already lost more over the last year or so than we have, than we lost over the last 30 years when it comes to our freedoms, our constitution, our laws, none of which seem to be used anymore. Our laws are just being, are there, our laws are there, but the Democrats aren't using them. The way to look at this, folks, is what happened in 2020 during that summer when Black Lives Matter was out rioting all over Minneapolis and Portland, Oregon, and Chicago, destroying cities, toppling statues, which, by the way, folks, is a felony. But were they prosecuted? No, they weren't. And the government on the left keeps saying, well, we don't know who they are. That is their big go-to anymore. We don't know who they are. But with the surveillance techniques that the government has, they could find out so easily. They just don't want to. They don't want to prosecute these people who are doing their job for them. It's the same thing here in New Mexico. Our governor does not want to prosecute people who are doing her job for her. And her job, destroy this state. Destroy the economy of this state. Destroy the laws. Destroy the constitution of the state. And that's what the Democrats and the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa groups are all doing all over this nation. They're destroying our constitution. They're destroying our laws. They are getting rid of cops. Even though a couple of these cities now are saying, oh, we need to fund the cops because we need them. Crime is so high. There's a few cities like Albuquerque that hasn't hit that point yet. They're still allowing the cops to be defunded, still allowing the cops to be non-existent everywhere. I can sit out on my patio and look out across the parking lots in front of me to Manal, which is one of the main roads here in town, and probably count on 3 or 4 fingers the number of cops I see daily go past on Manal. If I see 4, that's a really amazing day during the whole day. Used to see them all the time. Don't anymore. They used to go through the parking lot here in the apartment complex and patrol. I haven't seen a cop come through here in a year and a half, unless somebody in the apartment complex dies or has to go to the hospital. Then the ambulance will come in and maybe a cop will come in. And that's a big maybe, folks. Most of the time, they don't. I live in a senior center, an independent living senior center. So people here do die. Every once in a while, you'll see an ambulance come through. But cops? No. I hear sirens all the time because we have a fire department just down the street. But cops? No. They're just not around. The other day I saw three. I was pretty amazed. But that is where the problems lie in the Democrat-run cities around this nation. Police don't have the manpower anymore to be out and visible. And as long as this continues, folks, things are going to continue to get worse. Our city council, about a month ago, decided that the best thing for us to do with the homeless situation is let them set up camps in vacant lots around the city. And a lot of these vacant lots are right beside houses, right in residential areas. Thank God we had just elected a city council member who said, now, wait a minute, this has got to stop. And it was overturned. But they're still trying to do the same thing. They're still trying to push the same things. They're still trying to destroy this city. And until the people wake up and start voting these Democrats out of office, and this is something, folks, that we have to do in this next election, is vote as many of them out of office as we can. Now, granted, there's going to be places in this nation where there will be Democrats. New Mexico, New York, California, Michigan. Even in Texas, there are Democrats. But one just lost their office. And I reported on this one last week where Pelosi held a presser to announce that she had won in Texas. And this lady who had won, her daughter was right beside Pelosi, and Pelosi elbowed the girl because she was getting too close to her. There is another evil woman. The left is so full of evil people, it's unbelievable. And no, I won't take that back, because one of the reasons that things are going the way they are is the Democrat leaders are pushing for the destruction of this country. And the Democrats themselves are not stopping it. I mean, there's a bunch of them who actually are trying to stop it now. But it's gotten to the point where it's gotten so bad that the Democrats will fight like hell to keep getting what they want. It doesn't matter if they're wrong. It doesn't matter if they're on the wrong side of the law. It doesn't matter at all. They want to keep what they've got that they have fought so hard for over the last 30 or 40 years. Nancy Pelosi needs to be taken out of office, period. Chuck Schumer needs to be taken out of office, period. Maxine Waters needs to be taken out of office, period. Here in New Mexico, all the Democrats need to be taken out of office, period. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about this, folks. They are destroying this country. They are destroying this country as hard as they can. And when things start going against them, like here in New Mexico, our governor called everybody who was against her lizard people. Why? Because they had the audacity to go against her rulings, her evil rulings. My church, Legacy Church, was fined $15,000 by the governor because they wouldn't follow her orders. Then after everything started to calm down about COVID, she wanted to get that fixed because our church would not pay that fine. So she talked to our pastor and said, you've got to take care of this. And my pastor says, fine, take care of it. I'm not paying it. Well, it's been taken care of. The governor rescinded it all. So essentially, Legacy Church won. There were a couple of other churches in town, too, that had gone against her and were fined. But they paid their fine, and they paid it because they didn't fight. Legacy Church fought. They fought long and hard. They didn't social distance. They didn't mask up. They didn't close when the governor said churches must close. Most of them did. Legacy never did. They did for 1 week at the beginning because they weren't sure what this was all about and how bad it was. But after that first week, they opened back up again. And every week that they were open and being told that they had to close, more and more was found out about COVID, that it wasn't as bad as everybody was saying. It wasn't as bad as Dr. Fauci was saying. And here's another thing, too, now that I brought up his name. How long has it been since we have heard his name mentioned? Now that I think about it, I haven't heard his name mentioned in the news in a week or two, maybe three. Maybe he's finally learning that he's wrong. And he's shutting up because he knows that science is not on his side. Here in New Mexico, one of the things that's going on is that on Thursday it was reported that six Democrat attorneys in New Mexico are petitioning the state Supreme Court to disbar attorneys who worked on lawsuits for President Donald Trump, allowing the 2020 election, general election in New Mexico. Those lawyers are Albuquerque-based personal injury attorney and Texas-based attorney Michael Smith. While the lawsuit did not make any specific allegations of voting fraud or irregularities, it alleged Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, who I mentioned earlier, had overstepped her legal authority by authorizing the use of ballot drop boxes amid the coronavirus pandemic. And this was reported in the Albuquerque Journal. The 31-page petition demands the court references GOP electors delivered to Congress in case the results slowed or skewed from Joe Biden winning the state to Trump. They don't want that to happen, so they want to disbar all of them. The petition was filed by former state Democrat Party Chairman John Wertheim, asking the Supreme Court to appoint a special counsel to investigate and then publicly release the findings of the probe. The petition was also signed by ex-Albuquerque Mayor Martin Chavez. New Mexico Supreme Court previously denied petition requests in February of 2021 to investigate the attorneys involved in the Trump campaign lawsuit. But Chavez, Wertheim, and other attorneys claimed new testimony regarding Mike Pence's legal counsel, Greg Jacob, brought forth new details via Democrat U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's partisan January 6th committee. In that memo, Jacob says Trump attorney John Eastman, of a Santa Fe resident, proposed the vice president could delay reading the electoral certificate for five states. including New Mexico, until legislators in those states could certify which of the competing state electors for each state was true and correct in their claims of victory, the journal noted. It was reported last week that Eastman's phone was seized by federal agents while the attorney ate lunch in town. Eastman later decried these tactics by the FBI while appearing on Fox News's Tucker Carlson Tonight. How many others have we heard just over the past week of Republicans getting their businesses raided, their phones taken, their... This is getting ridiculous, folks. Republicans are being assaulted. Republicans are being detained illegally. But because it's the Democrats doing it, nothing's being said about it. Nothing's being done about it. It's just like when Black Lives Matter went around Minneapolis and destroyed all kinds of things, caused all kinds of problems. They're now doing that to the Supreme Court, and they're doing it for one reason only. Roe versus Wade has been overturned. They want it back. So they're going to intimidate and do everything they can to these judges to make sure that they can get back what they want. It doesn't matter about the law. It doesn't matter what's legal. It doesn't matter what's illegal. They want what they want, and they're going to get it no matter what. All this protesting in front of the judges' homes was illegal. That's a felony, folks. But was anybody arrested? No. Nobody was. Why? Because they were doing the Democrats' bidding, and because the Democrats are in charge and have the majority in our government, laws are not going to be followed. Plain and simple, they're not going to be followed. And there is where the problems lie in America today. I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back. Conservative Nation Media is the one network where America always wins because we agree with Trump. Fake news is not where it's at. In the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Bing Fisher, that he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret. angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, that was, I opened up a thing from Newsmax, and we had a section that started a video that I did wasn't ready for yet. But the article that I that had just started, actually, was Representative Buck to Newsmax, Dems using abortion as the distraction. And that's exactly what they are doing. He said, Democrats can't even say the word abortion because it's so vastly unpopular in large segments of America. And yet, they're using it as a way to prime the vote in November. It's their one issue, said Representative Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado, on Newsmax while appearing on American Agenda with guest host Bianca De La Garza. Buck continued, quote, the Dobbs decision allows the state legislatures to make decisions. That's where the decision should be made, and that's where the legislation should occur, unquote. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in a 5-4 decision and upheld Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization 6-3 decision. Stepping in and guaranteeing a one-size-fits-all to abortion is wrong, he said. Democrats know it's wrong. They know it's unpopular, but they're going to try to get their base stimulated. Now, Buck oversees Colorado's 4th District. A new Rasmussen poll found that 50% of American respondents favored the Supreme Court's decision of allowing the states to create its own abortion rules, while 45% opposed. Folks, that's a majority. The Democrats won't admit it unless it's them that has it. So what they're doing is what Buck said. They are trying to distract from the high gas prices at the pump. They're trying to distract from the inflation we see at the supermarket. They're trying to distract from a border crisis, high crime rates, and all those things just by focusing on one Supreme Court decision. Instead of subtly encouraging divisiveness within the country, Buck believes President Biden and the Department of Justice should focus on keeping Americans safe at all times while enforcing the rule of law. Those are two of their only jobs, folks, and they're not doing them. Buck says, Buck, who is up for re-election in November, says, this president shouldn't be talking to governors about how to expand the right to abortion in this country. He should be sending the U.S. Marshals to protect crisis pregnancy centers. Absolutely, folks. He should be doing that, but he's not. And the reason why he's not, because it goes against the way that he wants. He wants abortion. He wants to be able to kill babies. He wants the law to say, we can murder babies anytime as long as they're inside the woman. And then there's states like New Mexico that have those laws that say that abortion can be done all the way up until the baby is born. The GOP has done a Spanish language ad that targets four vulnerable Democrats, and the Democrats are pissed about this. But they're just doing the same things that the Democrats have been doing against the Republicans for years. The Republican National Committee unveiled a Spanish language ad in four battleground states Friday, targeting Senate Democrats who were perceived to be vulnerable on the economy. The Spanish language ad running in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania focuses on Hispanics and Latinos achieving their version of the American dream, despite the current wave of Democrat leaders allowing, quote, the hope for a better life to become a relic of the past, unquote. RNC Communications Director Daniel Alvarez said, quote, under President Joe Biden and Democrat control, the American dream is slipping away for many, from skyrocketing prices to surging crime and disastrous border crisis. Democrats have failed the Hispanic community. While Democrats focus on winning the Latinx vote, Republicans are on the ground talking about the issues that matter and winning the Latino vote. This November, Hispanics will choose Republican leadership that shares our values of economic opportunity, freedom, and security, unquote. Alvarez's reference to Latinx pokes fun at the Democrats for publicly using that term when addressing Hispanics and Latinos for more than a year before polling revealed that only 2% of the Latino population acknowledges the moniker. And perhaps worse, a majority of Latinos found Latinx to be offensive or politically patronizing. The four Democrats being targeted in the new ad are incumbent Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat of Arizona, incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock of Democrat of Georgia, incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat of Nevada, and current Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's up against GOP Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz in the Keystone State's general election. Historically speaking, the economy and the generational wealth have been top-of-mind issues with Hispanic and Latino voters in the United States, according to The Hill, and Republicans have been actively targeting the votes for both communities, says Alvarez. Representative Myra Flores, the one I was talking about, who recently became the first Republican in 150-plus years to win the Rio Grande Valley Congressional District, says Latinos and Hispanics are embracing the Republicans' America First agenda. The Hispanic community is pro-God, pro-life, pro-family, and all about hard work, when Democrats increasingly aren't, Flores recently said on Newsmax. She went on to say, my father sees that the Democrat Party walked away from him. And she said that she was born in Mexico before immigrating to the U.S. at the age of 6. He sees that the party has gone so far left They're focused on nonsense like Latinx. You know, they're focused on pronouns and not the real issues that are affecting real people here in South Texas and honestly throughout the country. There is the reasons why Republicans are winning right now and Democrats are not. Democrats are pushing things that they know are wrong, that they know are not right, but they continue to push them anyway. And even though we haven't heard anything about or much about the Ukraine war with Russia, it's still going. And in one of the latest reports in Ukraine, Ukraine is using U.S.-provided rockets to hit Russian troops. And Russia's pissed off about this. But I think it's awesome. An advanced rocket system provided to Ukraine by the United States is making a substantial impact in the country's ongoing war against Russia, American and Ukrainian officials told New York Times on Friday. 4 high-mobility artillery rocket systems have deployed to the front lines of Ukraine's counteroffensive in the Donbas region, with Ukrainian officials claiming they require nearly 300 more to combat the Kremlin. Because it is such a precise, longer-range system, Ukrainians are able to carefully select targets that will undermine the effort by Russia in a more systematic way than they would be able to do with the shorter-range artillery systems, a Pentagon source said per the Hill. What you see is the Ukrainians are actually systematically selecting targets and then accurately hitting them, thus providing this, you know, precise method of degrading Russian capability. The source continued, I see them being able to continue to use this throughout the Donbas region. Other Pentagon officials and military analysis told the Times that the Ukrainian soldiers were using weapons effectively, firing 1 or 2 guided missiles, rockets, at strategic Russian positions at night. So far, they seem to be quite useful addition, said Russian military specialist Rob Lee from Foreign Policy Research Institute. They will help hinder further Russian advances, but they won't necessarily mean Ukraine will be able to take back territory. The news comes as President Joe Biden promised $800 million more in aid to Ukraine during NATO summit on Thursday, according to Reuters. We are going to support Ukraine as long as it takes, Biden told attendees in Madrid. He also said the American people are going to have to suffer for as long as it takes. That is something the American people do not want to hear. And this is what is killing Biden. And killing his ability to run this country. He's actually never had the ability to run this country. He is still very much out of it when it comes to this country. And another one, Representative Kenny to Newsmax. Democrats attempting to circumvent laws that are on the books. And this is something that the Democrats, this is something that the Democrats have been doing, and I'm trying to get all of these things stopped here. Okay, there. Okay, where the heck is that one coming from? Okay, I've got, don't know where that's from right now, but we have to try and I wanted to read that article, but I couldn't find where that was coming from. So I'm going to have to go back to Breitbart News. That was Newsmax. Newsmax has all kinds of things that are going on, and they have videos and things like that that are part of their articles, and a lot of them are hard to find. And there is a new report here. Airlines' new 4th of July travel would be a disaster. As passengers are experiencing delays and canceled flights more than usual over the 4th of July, an Axios report revealed airlines knew ahead of time there would be problems. Okay, now they knew ahead of time, but they wouldn't do anything about it? Well, they couldn't do anything about it because the government is the one in charge here. Axios' Joanne Mueller reported that Delta Airlines knew it would face operational challenges over the 4th of July holiday weekend when millions of people travel. However, the airline attempted to get ahead of the potential problem by allowing customers to change their plans with free rebooking normally at a fee as high as $200 a ticket. Delta's nation system-wide travel waiver allows customers the opportunity to rebook their trip to before or after potentially challenging weekend travel days with no fare difference or change fees, as long as customers travel between the same origin and destination. As Axios pointed out, the waiver from Delta allows customers not to pay the fare difference for a new flight as long as the new flight has the same point of origin and destination. However, the travel window from Delta is tight, specifying rebooked trips have to be completed by July 8th, a Friday, and not allowing customers to extend travel to the weekends. Despite all this, no one wants to take the blame. The airline industry and the federal government agency responsible for air travel, Federal Aviation Administration, have been blaming each other. Delta CEO Ed Bastian told his staff in a webinar on June 29th that he sees a stressed air traffic control system as leading cause of flight disruption. This is about a partnership, and the government needs to step up, Bastian added. It should get better, but this is going to be a constraint that's going to stay with us for some time. But Biden's transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, that asshole, the head of the department that oversees the FAA, has blamed the airlines. Of course he'll blame the airlines. He won't blame himself. But he blamed the airlines, which saw a significant drop in air travel during the coronavirus pandemic, for downsizing as a reason behind the struggles. The majority of cancellations and the majority of delays have nothing to do with air travel, air traffic control staffing, Buttigieg told NBC News' Lester Holt on June 28th. The airline industry also received $54 billion in federal aid during the coronavirus pandemic, Axios noted. And these are things, folks, that we have to start watching. We have to start seeing what's going on. And the reasons for this is because I'm getting hit with so many things as to what is going on in this nation. It's just amazing. Like the mother who was killed in New York City while pushing her baby stroller. The city doesn't want to do anything about the man who did it, or the person who did it. They're putting the blame other places. But, you know, folks, we have to start looking at what is going on. We really do. And I know I've said this 5 or 6 times tonight. We have to watch what's going on, because we are allowing the left, and we are allowing the elite GOP to continue to take our rights away, and nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody is doing anything about it. And as long as nobody does anything about it, it's going to continue to get worse. And that's just all there is to it. It's going to continue to get worse. Another article that I found in Breitbart, convicted illegal alien, serial killer, accused of killing 25 elderly Americans, indicted for 4 murders. Billy Chemimir, a 48-year-old illegal alien accused of murdering 25 elderly Americans and convicted of murder this year, has been indicted for the murders of 4 of those Americans in Collin County, Texas. In April, he was convicted of murdering 81-year-old Lou B. Harris, one of his alleged 25 elderly victims. He is accused of murdering the victims, stealing from them, and then selling their belongings online from April 2016 to April 2018. Chemimir is believed to be Texas's deadliest serial killer. Now he has been indicted by Collin County prosecutors for 4 of the murders. The victims in the murder indictments are 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler, 79-year-old Diane Delahunty, 93-year-old Mamie Maya, and 82-year-old Helen Lee. Lee was previously unnamed in the case. These indictments could serve as a reminder that every victim of a violent crime deserves to have their case investigated and prosecuted, and Collin County law enforcement and prosecutors will work every day to hold violent offenders accountable. And that's what Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis said in a statement. Angel Families released a statement writing, "We, the families and loved ones of Marilyn Bixler, Diane Delahunty, Helen Lee, and Mamie Maya, are grateful to hear of today's 4 additional capital murder indictments. These indictments are another step in holding Billy Chemimir accountable for the full extent of his horrible crimes. We'd like to thank the police and the prosecutors for listening to us and for their continued efforts to see that justice is done for all the victims and their loved ones." This man was previously indicted in Collin County on 5 counts of capital murder and 2 counts of attempted capital murder. The names are pending and he is set for trial in November. His conviction in April came after his initial murder trial in Dallas County was declared a mistrial when one juror on the 12-member jury ensured that the case's verdict remained helplessly deadlocked during the jury. Aside from Harris, Chemimir has been linked to 24 other victims, 83-year-old Leah Corkin, 82-year-old Juanita Purdy, 88-year-old Mary Brooks, 84-year-old Minnie Campbell, 82-year-old Ann Conklin, 75-year-old Rosemary Curtis, 85-year-old Norma French, 92-year-old Carolyn McPhee, 81-year-old Miriam Nelson, 91-year-old Phyllis Payne, 94-year-old Phoebe Perry, and every one of these are women, folks. 80-year-old Martha Williams, 82-year-old Joyce Abramowitz, 87-year-old Glenna Day, 89-year-old Solomon Spring, 90-year-old Doris Wasserman, 86-year-old Margaret White, 79-year-old Diana Delahunty, 93-year-old Mamie Del Maya, 86-year-old Catherine Probus Sinclair, 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler, and 81-year-old Jane Doe, 82-year-old Helen Lee. Soon after his arrest in May of 2019, Breitbart News exclusively reported that he was born in Kenya, first arrived in the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July of 2003, though he was supposedly only to be temporarily in the U.S., he overstayed his visa and became an illegal alien eligible for deportation. Rather than being deported, which would have made him ineligible to ever secure legal status in the United States, Jim Amir was able to use a loophole in the nation's legal immigration system, allowing him to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen. In November of 2007, he was approved for a green card. Jim Amir had a criminal record, Breitbart News exclusively learned, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. These are the kind of people that Biden is letting into this country, folks. And why we keep allowing this is beyond me.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless. Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing...
Wrong ad.
As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too, so much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that I in the Sky Drone Service this comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call I in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call I in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines, too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Even though the Democrats are actively working to get rid of all of us naysayers, the ones who go against the Democrats constantly. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Private schools across America partner with organization that encourages child transgenderism. The National Association of Public Independent Schools, or NAIS, hosted an online professional development conference in partnership with Gender Spectrum, a left-wing organization that encourages child transgenderism and even partners with surgeons who perform sex change operations on children. Now, all of this should be illegal, folks. And actually, if you look at it, the way they are doing it, they are keeping the parents out of the loop. They're not letting the parents be told about all of this. This is illegal. But the NAIS, which is responsible for the accreditation of over 1,800 private schools across America, hosted a five-day conference titled the Inclusive Schools Network Institute in conjunction with Gender Spectrum, an organization that pushes transgenderism on children and advances left-wing beliefs on gender in K through 12 classrooms. That's kindergarten, folks. The conference achieved here, or archived here, seeks to offer effective ways to address the increasing gender diversity across the K-12 experience, also explaining that the conference is intended for heads of schools, teachers, diversity and equity professionals, curriculum specialists, and other administrative staff at K-12 schools. The Institute also recognizes the nature of gender and its intersections with power, identity, and other dynamics. Now, the only thing that's going on here, folks, is the left is pushing this. Before they started pushing this, it wasn't a problem. Kids generally do have questions about sexuality when they are young and don't know anything about it. To be forcing this on our children is pure D wrong, and it's evil. But the left doesn't see it this way. They just see it as something that will get them what they want. And what they want is transgenderism. Something that about 20 years ago really didn't exist too awful very much. I mean, it was there, but when it come to kids, no, it wasn't. We all recognize that kids have questions. We all recognize they have questions, but now what's going on is these groups are saying, well, if you have a question, then you are a transgender teen and you need to be brought into the fold. The conference, which costs as much as $2,025 to attend, will cover dimensions of gender, key terminology, and spectrum and the spectrum framework for gender, as well as a half-day workshop on gender at the intersection of race, power, and identity. This is all this is doing, folks, is pushing this idea on kids that are already confused because they know nothing about it. So they're pushing this on them, making them think that, yeah, I've got questions. I don't know why I'm who I am. The problems lie in the fact that they are indoctrinating our children. And they're not telling the parents, they're not allowing the parents to be involved in this. And when the parents go to school board meetings, they are being told that they're terrorists, they're being told that they're wrong, they are being told that their children are not theirs to push what they want on them. But yes, they are. The parents are the ones who are supposed to be teaching these children. Not the schools. Schools are supposed to be teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic, not transgenderism. And that's what they're doing. They're pushing this on all of our children. They're inseminating them to think that they need to question their sexuality. No, they don't. For one thing, God made them what they are. God does not make mistakes. But these groups like Gender Spectrum say God does make mistakes. No, God doesn't. They are the ones who are making the mistakes. They are the ones who are indoctrinating our kids to believe the way that they want the kids to believe, not the way God wants them to believe. And this is where it totally goes against what should be done. They're promoting books like The Transgender Child, a handbook for families and professionals, under their educator resources. Among other books are The Transgender Teen, The Transgender Creative Child. Gender Spectrum hosts discussion groups specifically intended for minors, such as their preteen discussion group, which is open to trans, non-binary, gender-expansive youth ages 11 and 12. When I was 11 and 12, folks, all I was interested in was going out and playing, having fun. These kids are having their childhood stripped away from them by the government. Plain and simple. Left-wing organization even directly partners with Aligned Surgical Associates, a group of surgeons that offer what they refer to as gender confirmation surgery. Aligned Surgery Associates mention young trans patients and guardians on their website, indicating that they operate on minors. This is wrong. And there are many of these kids that are being mutilated by this group, by this Aligned Surgical Associates, that are mutilating these kids, and they're doing it in a way that cannot be reversed. And what happens to these kids later on after they realize what's going on? They're committing suicide. They're coming out against this, but by then it's too late for them. They've already been made into whatever the left wanted to make them into, even though they are still what they started out being, just without the proper equipment, because it's been hacked off. As parents, folks, we need to stop this. We need to attack these groups. We need to get them out of the way, because if we don't, things are going to go horribly wrong for our kids and for us later on. We will be right back.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Okay, we are back for the final 12 minutes of the show. It might go just a little bit longer than that, but I'm not really exactly sure what's going on. We have an article from Newsmax, which I had tried to get into earlier. And this one is from Representative Harshbarger to Newsmax. Nothing's off the table for Democrats on abortion. And that's where we have to really start watching what's going on here, folks. Democrats and the Biden administration are doing all they can do to push back on the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision. Now, here's where the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats are. If the Democrats have a law that they want and it's overturned, they do everything they can to push back on it. They want to intimidate the Supreme Court to have them change it back. Representative Diana Harshbarger said Friday on Newsmax that they are pushing back on the Supreme Court to get this back, this overturned law back the way it should be. But she hopes common sense-minded senators will continue to block the push to end the filibuster so a vote on legislation can happen. Democrats want to get rid of the filibuster. And even Biden is now saying that he wants to get rid of the filibuster, where in 79, the same Biden was saying, this is the most dangerous thing that we can do to get rid of the filibuster. Do not do it. In 1970, he said the same thing. Do not do this. This is wrong. But now he's saying, get rid of it. Nothing's off the tables for the Democrats and Biden administration, and you know they've talked about packing the courts. The Tennessee Republican said on Newsmax National Reports, they talked about getting rid of the filibuster. Let's just pray that we have common sense-minded senators who will say that's not a good idea and will stand up and voice their opposition to this. They also need to bring up the fact that Biden was against it when the Democrats had the power, when the Democrats had power, and they were not going to lose it. Senators Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, have already pushed back on Biden's call to stop the filibuster so a vote can take place to codify Roe versus Wade. They're still trying to push this even though it's been overturned. They want to codify it now so it becomes national law. And Harshbarger said it's a sad state of affairs when there are only one or two senators who keep standing in the way of the progressive agenda. This should really wake Americans up to say this can absolutely happen. And you know, Manchin holds the golden key, said Harshbarger. I've heard him I've heard him call President Marchand, and there's a good reason he has stood in the way of so many of these crazy ideas that the progressives want to implement. If it wasn't for Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema, I don't know where we would be right now. But I hope they continue to push back. I hope they do not play to the pressure that I know can happen, because you see what almost happened to one of our Supreme Court justices. These people will stop at nothing, and then they won't condemn what is wrong and unlawful. The man who tried to kill Kavanaugh went from California to Kavanaugh's neighborhood with the intention to assassinate him. He had the weapons on him, but we have people like Horowitz saying we can't charge him with attempted murder because he didn't do it. Yes, we can. Roe versus Wade was unconstitutional from the beginning, folks, in 1973, and states should always have had the right to determine abortion policy. These people think my body, my right, but you know what this does. It gives all these unborn babies a chance to live, a chance for life, she added. These people hate it because they've been brainwashed over 35, 40, 50 years to think it was constitutional right in the first place when it was absolutely wrong. Meanwhile, the court's ruling allowing the Biden administration to end the Remain in Mexico program will have a huge impact on immigration, as migrants or invaders will have the freedom to go wherever they want and maybe or maybe not show up for their court dates. Chances are they won't. Folks, there are so many things that are happening right now that go completely against the laws of this nation, that go completely against the Constitution of this nation. And so many are saying, well, it's outdated anyway. No, it's not. The only thing that's outdated when it comes to the Democrats is following the laws. They're all saying, no, we can't follow the laws. That's outdated. But they're changing the wording so that it sounds like they're saying the Constitution's outdated. We have to change it. When what is actually going on here, folks, is the Democrats are pushing to get rid of law and order completely. And if you don't believe me, it doesn't really freaking matter at all. Because what is going on, and all you have to do is look, watch what they are doing, listen when they talk. Listen when they talk. Even Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre appears befuddled and unsure. And we have to start looking at what is going on. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre may have made history as the first Black and openly gay person to serve as the president's chief spokesperson, but communications experts say the Biden administration is paying the price for placing identity politics over qualifications as Jean-Pierre wraps up a bumpy first month. Since taking over from Jen Psaki, who left to start a new role with MSNBC, and I haven't heard anything from her since, experts say Jean-Pierre has displayed an over-reliance on her briefing book, struggled to answer reporters' questions, and shown little empathy for the average Americans grappling with the inflation and things that are actually hurting Americans today. And all we are doing now is listening to people who don't know what the hell they are doing. News organizations like NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox even, are doing everything they can to destroy the status quo of the United States. That's why I listen to Newsmax. That's why I listen to Breitbart. That's why I listen and read Western Journal and One American News. This is where you're going to get the true news, folks. This is where you're going to get what's really happening, because you will not get it from CNN. You will not get it from MSNBC. You will not get it from CNN, Newsmax, or CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, or even Fox News anymore. You have to start getting your articles from other places, because everything that is going on these days goes against the United States. And none of the news organizations that most people listen to are letting you know about it. They're not talking about it. They're squelching it so that you don't hear about it. When something good happens for the United States, like Roe versus Wade, they're against it. When Roe versus Wade got overturned, what'd we get? Riots all over the nation where people were tearing down, rioting, defacing public property, which is against the law. And nobody's having anything done about it. But with the number of cameras that we have out there nowadays, somewhere along the line, all these people who are doing this with masks on are going to get to the point where they take those masks off, and you will be able to identify them then, arrest their asses. But the left won't do that. And the right doesn't have the guts to do it either, except for a few. These are things that we need to start watching for, folks, because if we don't, this nation's lost. This nation is lost. We need to start doing what we should be doing for this country before it's over with and done. Because if we don't, we might as well say adios to the land of the free, because it will not be there anymore. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. We will be back next Friday for our next show. Hopefully, sometime soon, I'll have some good news about American by Design and maybe some other shows. I don't know yet, but we are hoping. And we will see you again next week. God bless you. God bless America. God bless our troops. Have a great week. And a great weekend. I'm sorry. Have a great weekend. God bless you all.